we are here in the closing stages, and there's Glenn Sarvati. How are you, Glenn? Look at that. A video bomb.
Yeah, there you go.
By Glenn Sarvati. But anyway, we are here with Mr. Tyler Dowd from BCU. How are you, Tyler?
Wonderful.
Good.
Enjoying the conference.
Yeah. We're here at the 2019 Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. So how's it going for you so far?
It's been wonderful. I've been here the last several days. Obviously, great networking throughout the CUNA community, and had the opportunity to speak earlier today. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. So let's talk about what you talked about earlier today. Staffing models for the contact center with changing technology. I mean, this must be such a moving target for you guys. I can imagine how your job is on a day-to-day basis. So give us a quick overview on this subject right here, and then we'll kind of go into get a couple of takeaways for your audience.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Robin over at Spokane Teachers. She did a wonderful job with me, and so I want to give her, you know, credit with that. So that, on the topic, we were asked to really kind of talk about, you know, the topic of digital transformation has been out there for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And as we think about technology and its intersection into the contact center, how does that move staffing models and decisions and channels and all the things that come with that? So Robin and I had the opportunity to speak on that earlier today, covered a lot of different content. But for me, one of the unique storyboards that we got to tell was our development of a new contact center in Puerto Rico.
Okay. Yeah. You want to go into a little bit more details on that one? Because that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, sure. So, the 6 year period prior to 2018 in the contact center, for us, we had grown by 29%. And total workload on average year over year, and that was mainly driven by BCU's membership growth. And as we were going into 2018, our membership growth for 18 and 19 and really moving forward for the next 5 years is 10 to 20% membership year over year.
That's phenomenal.
And so the challenge from our executive leadership team, frankly, to myself and our group was, well, how do you scale the contact center without matching that same growth rate in our membership?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So for us, first and foremost, that's a great challenge. I certainly don't have all the answers for what we do day to day. And so I look to my network. I talk to other credit unions. I talk to partners to say, hey, certainly BCU has a rapid growth rate, but others do too. So what are other credit unions doing? And so did some benchmarking. Ultimately, with that challenge, the recommendation I wanted to come back with, I wanted to have be dynamic. I wanted us to address, you know, some financial agility, perhaps some business continuity, perhaps how do we extend our internal resources even further to our membership. And so that all kind of led to a decision around a couple options. One, it's, you know, do we extend and further our partnership with PSCU as our outsourcing partner? Do we invest internally, or do we take more of a hybrid approach? We made the decision to obviously invest internally in a new site at Puerto Rico.
Okay.
In late 2017, we launched that initiative with the 2018 challenge. We started with 2 FTE, Mike. We're up to 24, 25 today.
Goodness.
And you know, the results of that has been wonderful. We're able to scale to our membership growth. We're still maintaining really strong abandonment rates and ASA in the traditional KPIs. But more importantly, we're seeing an increase in our NPS and our member sentiment scores. We've achieved the financial agility that we were looking for. And then some unique stories that that I had the opportunity to tell within the session today was around BCP with that decision. So, you know, quickly on that, you know, the polar vortex, for example, last year that hit the whole country. Well, we had to shut down our operations here in Vernon Hills, but we kept our operations going, obviously, in Puerto Rico.
A little warmer down there than up here.
Yeah, so we had the redundancy, and our membership was none the wiser in terms of that service delivery. So it's a unique story for us. It's an example where digital transformation, technology, staffing models, and having the right talent come together to hit your objectives.
Very cool. So what are a couple of, having said all of this, what are a couple of takeaways that you provided your audience that they can take back to their creatings, go, hey, this is what BCU's doing. Maybe we should do something along the same lines.
So yeah, sure. Certainly, a few of the takeaways is, you know, technology can intersect in different areas of the contact center. It could be, how do you bring your member's digital experience into your contact center? That's something we're trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. But the takeaways for the audience, one big one was, again, you know, how do you set up a secondary contact site or a contact center site, and what's that do for you? Mm-hmm. Another one that we highlighted was speech analytics and AI. Oh. And we've deployed that as well at BCU with a partner called Tether. We've had that in place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we shared different stories about how speech analytics has also helped us for sure better understand our member sentiment and where our process opportunities may be, what are our members asking for from a financial wellness perspective, but also it's really automated our quality management and understanding the agent behavior and how we're driving that experience. So some of the different technologies takeaways I think were around that. Certainly in terms of video banking is another topic that we talked about as well. So lots of intersections, lots of takeaways that were shared, but those were a few of the highlights.
I'm a little partial to video banking for obvious reasons, but I'd like to see that to take off a little bit more than it has been. So it's I think it's on the runway. It's getting ready to really explode. So good stuff. So why is this stuff so important to credit unions today? Yeah. What does it mean to them today?
Yeah, I mean, credit unions, we heard even in the conference today, there's three different models in terms of how credit unions are running their branch networks. Mm-hmm. Some of them are 100% digital, some of them are hybrid, and some of them are continue to build their brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. And as we just mentioned, video banking is a huge part of some of those models.
Yeah.
Right? If you're 100% digital credit union, right, you're going to be looking at your contact center to really power your brand and power that kind of face of the credit union versus for BCU as a hybrid model.
Yeah.
The intersection of the technology and our staffing model is really important. As I mentioned, we have video banking deployed both in the digital space and the branch space. And so we're certainly really excited about technology, its intersection into the contact center, but ultimately how's that technology translate to our member experience?
Right, that's the bottom line.
And where we're trying to go digitally with our digital
perspective. Yeah, that's the bottom line. You want that member experience to be flawless if you can, and be memorable as well, so they can pass the word on to neighbors and friends and things like that. And we saw a little bit of video banking in, I hate to get off on the video banking tangent here, but this is something that you guys are dealing with in your contact center, but we saw a couple of video bankings in the speed rounds, and I thought those were very impressive as well, so
cool. Yeah, we took that on about 2 years ago. We have a partner that's really helped us kind of understand and take that crawl step into the space, and certainly there's some software providers today that seem to really have a really good product as other credit unions consider that.
Yeah, and it's only going to get better and better. All this stuff is only going to get better and better. So, and you guys are right there in the mix, so congratulations.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
Good stuff. Anything else to add here?
No. Thank you, obviously, on behalf of BCU for having me on.
No, you're welcome.
Mike. We love the partnership and really the opportunity that CUNA's given us, so thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Great message to end on. Tyler, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tyler Dowd, everybody from BCU, doing some good stuff in the contact center.
Thanks.
Good job.